There's one group in the U.S. that definitely wants Donald Trump to drum up as much business as possible, blue-collar workers in the Midwest. Many of them crossed party lines and helped hand Trump the presidency. Trump appealed to those workers with his tough talk against trade deals and globalization. It was a strong populist message that resonated in states like Indiana. But now those voters say Trump has to deliver. From Indianapolis, the world's Jason Margolis has that story.
If you close your eyes and imagine the stereotypical guy in the Rust Belt who got Donald Trump elected, a guy like Mike Fugate might come to mind.
I've been a registered Democrat my whole life, always voted Democratic, not this time.
I met Fugate at Sully's, an Indianapolis bar just across the way from the Carrier factory where they've been building heating and cooling systems since the 1950s. Fugate has worked there 25 years. But last February, the company said it was laying off 1,400 workers and shifting production down to Monterrey, Mexico. Carrier's parent company, United Technologies, reported $4 billion in profits last year.
They're shafting us. I think they don't have any concerns. You know, it's all about shareholders, profit, and going to Mexico, $20 an hour to $3 an hour. That says it all right there.
United Technologies wouldn't give me an interview, but they sent me an email highlighting the severance package being offered to workers, things like extended health care and education benefits. People here say thanks, but I want my job. Many workers put their faith in Trump because he said he'd keep their jobs here. Trump has said he'd slap a 35% tax on Carrier products coming back from Mexico. When Trump came to Indiana last spring, he gave a 100% guarantee that the Carrier factory would stay open under a Trump presidency.
100%. When you guarantee something 100%, I like those odds. So we're going to hold him accountable to his campaign promises.
That's Chuck Jones, president of the United Steelworkers Local 1999. Jones didn't vote for Trump, and the Steelworkers Union endorsed Hillary Clinton. Still, Jones says a lot of his guys got swept up by Trump's anti-trade messages.
You know, if it wasn't Trump, if Captain Kangaroo would have ran, he might have had a chance of winning because people were so fed up with the establishment politics, they were looking for something different, and it happened to be Trump.
But Jones thinks Trump was just making campaign promises that he can't keep.
You know, time will tell. You know, he's going to be the president whether we like it or not, and I hope he is successful or be devastating on this country.
In order for Trump to slap a tariff on heating and cooling products made in Mexico, first he'd have to withdraw from NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement signed in 1994. A president could technically do that without congressional approval. But many economists, like Mike Hicks at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, say scrapping NAFTA could have a devastating impact.
That's not going to save jobs. The problem is that, particularly in the Midwest, we're huge exporters. We're net exporters. And so you put a tariff in place, assuming that any other country decides to place a similar tariff on us, then the net effect is going to be a huge recession here in the Midwest.
Trump could also renegotiate NAFTA, but he would need to persuade Congress, as well as Canada and Mexico, to go along with any changes. And remember, congressional Republicans largely support free trade agreements. Hicks says that when politicians talk about getting tough on trade today, it's often just a soundbite. It resonates, though. 5.5 million American manufacturing jobs vanished between the years 2000 and 2010. But Hicks says only about 12% of those can be blamed on foreign trade. The rest disappeared because robots and computers have made manufacturing vastly more efficient. Consider an American car built in the 1970s.
What it took 1,000 workers to manufacture then, we can now do with about 250 men and women.
New jobs and new industries have been created, thanks in part to increased trade. But those jobs often don't pay as much. Back at Sully's Bar and Grill, Trump supporter Paul Roll could soon be out of a job with Carrier. He's worked there for 17 years.
Yeah, five kids.
So what are you going to do?
I've been looking around, and most of the other places around here pay $13 to $15 an hour. So, I mean, I could always get two jobs to make the same income I already make.
And you make how much?
$23.83 an hour.
I asked Roll, who typically votes Republican, what was the top thing on your mind when you voted for Trump?
Top thing on my mind was Carrier, my job. I wanted to make sure I was going to be able to still support my family. I feel like he's the only candidate that really put our name out there during the debates. And he's given us hope that he's going to save our jobs.
Do you think he's going to save your jobs?
I believe he has the potential to, as long as he can get Congress to work with him on it.
Mike Fugate is less optimistic. He thinks Carrier is as good as gone for Mexico.
Yeah, I think it's a done deal.
If you think it's a done deal, then does that imply you don't believe Trump saying you're going to get your jobs back?
All we can do is hope.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Indianapolis.